Holy days of obligation can seem awfully confusing these days, can't they? We never know when they're truly obligations and when they're not. Some, if they're on Monday or Saturday, get abrogated. That means you don't have to go. Others don't, like today. And on top of that, holy days of obligation can seem horribly inconvenient. When we have work to do, or we just went to church on Sunday and listened to one boring homily, now we have to go listen to another. Why does the church make us take time out of our busy schedules to do this? Well, you might think that I might want to answer that question by saying to honor Mary, or to be holy, or to just take time for Jesus. But the answer is much deeper. It goes to the core of our being and is found in the actions of Mary in our gospel today. Mary was a young woman, probably with dreams of her future, until this angel comes and asks her to be the virgin mother of Jesus Christ. And in that moment, she had to decide the answer to this question, a question that I think we all have to grapple with in our lives, and perhaps even a holy day of obligation can be a chance to grapple with this question. Am I going to do God's will, or am I going to do mine? Am I going to do what I want to do, or am I going to do what God needs me to do? And it wasn't all spelled out for her, was it? I mean, God didn't come and say, you know, these are all the things that are going to happen next, and here's the end game, and you're going to become the queen of heaven and earth. He's saying to this 12 to 14-year-old girl, I simply want you to conceive a child outside of marriage and name him Jesus. And she had that one decision to make. Do I do my will, or do I do God's? And how did she respond? Let it be done to me according to your word. A holy day of obligation is certainly more than an obligation, it is an opportunity. Not just to worship God or to learn more about our faith or to honor Mary, but even a chance to surrender our wills, just as Mary did. God asks you essentially the same thing that he asked Mary that day. He asks you today in 2014, will you surrender your time, talent, and treasure? Will you surrender your whole life to me and my will? Like Mary, we must all ask ourselves, will I do what I want to do, or what God wants to do?